There is a version of casino management that treats pressure as a motivational tool. The idea, rarely stated openly but often practiced, is that keeping dealers on edge, watching them closely, making remarks when the table runs cold, creating an atmosphere of low-level surveillance and implied criticism produces better results. Tighter procedure, faster games, more focus. This is wrong, and the evidence for it is visible on any floor where it is being practiced, if you know what to look at. Stressed dealers do not perform better, they perform worse, in ways that are measurable, predictable, and almost entirely avoidable. In the cases where the stress is applied by someone who should know better, the damage goes beyond unintentional error. Experienced dealers being pushed without cause have tools available to them that most managers would prefer not to think about, and they use them. What stress actually does to game performance. You do not need to go deep into neuroscience to understand why a stressed dealer makes more mistakes. The basic mechanics are straightforward. Stress narrows attention, generates intrusive thoughts, and consumes cognitive resources that would otherwise be available for the task at hand. A dealer running a clean game needs to track cards, manage chips, monitor bets, handle calculations, and maintain composure in front of guests at pace for the duration of a full shift. That is a significant cognitive load even under ideal conditions. Add stress to that equation and the available capacity shrinks. The dealer who would ordinarily catch a miscalculation before it becomes a problem now misses it because part of their attention is occupied by whatever the supervisor just said, or by anticipation of what the supervisor might say next, or by the general low-level activation that comes from working in an environment that feels hostile rather than supportive. Mistakes that would not have happened in a calm shift start to surface. Payouts take longer, because the dealer is double-checking everything. The pace drops. Guests notice the atmosphere and react to it. There is a well-known principle in performance psychology, sometimes called the inverted U curve, that describes how pressure and performance interact. A small amount of pressure sharpens focus and improves output. Past a certain threshold, additional pressure produces the opposite effect. Every increment of stress shaves something off the quality of the work. The casino floor sits on the wrong side of that curve more often than most managers realize. A calm dealer, even one who is not particularly experienced, can run a tighter game than a stress dealer with years of floor time. Focus is the primary variable in game quality, and focus is exactly what stress degrades. This is not a matter of character or work ethic. It is simple cognitive mechanics. The conditions under which a dealer works determine, to a significant degree, the quality of the work they produce. The slower game, the lower win. The connection between dealer stress and casino revenue is direct enough to calculate, at least in approximate terms. Fewer hands per hour means less theoretical win. Disputed payouts slow the game. Corrections take time. A dealer who is second-guessing themselves on every calculation is a dealer who is not moving at the pace the house edge requires to generate the expected return. This is the part of the stress and performance equation that management should care about most, because it speaks directly to the numbers. The supervisor who is making comments at the table, questioning a dealer's pace, adding pressure during a cold run, creating an atmosphere of anxiety around what should be routine work, is not tightening the ship. They are loosening it. Every disruption to the dealer's focus is a disruption to the game's pace, and every disruption to the pace is a reduction in the commission management is working toward. The damage scales with the size of the floor. One stressed dealer on one table in an otherwise calm shift makes a noticeable but limited difference. Stress a full shift, an atmosphere where every dealer on the floor is dealing with pressure from above, and the aggregate effect on hands per hour, game quality, and payout frequency become significant. The maths the house edge promises is not delivered automatically. It is delivered by dealers who can focus, and focus requires the right conditions. The part that nobody likes to say out loud. Now for the part of this conversation that tends to make managers uncomfortable, but that anyone with serious floor experience already knows. Experienced dealers understand their games in ways that go beyond simply executing procedure correctly. They know the rhythm of a shoe. They know how their mechanics affect the pace and texture of a game. They know, if they choose to use that knowledge, how to run a table in ways that are subtly more favorable to the players sitting across from them. This is not cheating. nothing that would show up in a review of procedure. It is the 100 small choices a confident, experienced dealer makes on every shift. The speed of a deal. The energy brought to a table. The degree of control applied in moments where control is available. The difference between a dealer who is working with the house and a dealer who has decided, quietly and without announcement, to let the game run a different way. Experienced dealers put under consistent, unjustified pressure by supervisors who do not know what they are doing will eventually reach a point where they make that choice. Not all of them, and not immediately, but enough of them, often enough, to matter. This is not presented here as something to be admired or encouraged. It is presented as something that happens, and that management should understand as a real consequence of a particular management style. One dealer making that choice on one shift will not move the numbers in any visible way. An entire shift of experienced dealers who have collectively decided that the person running the floor does not deserve their best effort, that is a different situation. Watch the payouts across every table. The effect is there if you know how to read it. The protection against this is not tighter surveillance and more pressure. It is management that earns the respect of the team by treating them as professionals, managing from knowledge rather than anxiety, and reserving remarks for situations that actually warrant them. A floor that taught the lesson directly. I started my career in what I thought was a busy casino. The pace was real, the volume was there, and I felt reasonably prepared by the time I moved to a different branch of the same company a year later. What I encountered there was a different category of stress entirely. The clientele at the new location were mostly regulars. Not high rollers, not large bets in absolute terms, but experienced players who had spent years at these specific tables. They knew the games deeply, and some of them used that knowledge to make the dealer's job as difficult as possible. Sophisticated bet combinations designed to slow the calculation. Timing designed to create pressure at the worst moments. The kind of deliberate friction that is entirely within the rules but is clearly intended to unsettle. It was a challenging environment in the most specific sense of the word. What made it worse was a subset of the supervisors and managers on that floor, not all of them. Some were experienced, steady, and useful to have behind you when the table was difficult. But the ones who were not experienced, the ones who were visibly uncomfortable with the pressure themselves, had a habit of deflecting their discomfort onto the dealers. Unnecessary comments at the wrong moments, remarks that added nothing professionally but communicated anxiety and displeasure clearly. The kind of intervention a dealer under pressure absolutely does not need, delivered by the person who is supposed to be providing stability, rather than generating more friction. That pattern, the inexperienced supervisor who makes the floor harder rather than easier during a difficult stretch, is one of the clearest telltale signs available to a dealer who needs to know quickly who is actually on their side when things get complicated. The supervisor who arrives at a difficult table with calm, practical support is the one you want behind you. The one who arrives with remarks and poorly concealed anxiety is the one you will not be looking to for help, tonight or any other night. One other thing worth remembering. If a supervisor or manager decides to make things personal rather than professional, they deal with the same environment, the same pressure, and the same scrutiny they apply to their dealers. They make mistakes too. Attention is a tool that works in more than one direction. What the right environment actually looks like. A dealer who feels supported, not coddled, not excused from accountability, but supported in the professional sense, brings a different quality of focus to their game. They are not managing the threat of management while also managing the table. Their cognitive resources are available for what they are actually there to do. The game runs faster, the calculations are cleaner, the atmosphere at the table is better, and the guests who are choosing how long to stay and how much to bet respond to that atmosphere in the way that benefits the casino. This is not a soft argument about feelings. It is a revenue argument with a direct line to the numbers. The conditions under which dealers work determine the quality of the output. Creating good conditions costs nothing except the willingness to manage from confidence rather than anxiety, from knowledge rather than authority, and from real attention to the people on your floor rather than the abstraction of the results you want them to produce. Dealers are not variables in a formula, they are the formula. Treat them accordingly. The supervisor who makes a difficult shift harder is not managing the floor. They are managing their own discomfort at the dealer's expense. The floor notices the difference.